Jerry Bader Show 925. Right now, the technology exists to use UAVs, drones, unarmed air vehicles, drones, to hunt. And with a smartphone, the application exists that you can get a video feed and see where deer are. Hunting groups, major hunting groups, are saying this violates fair chase. Where's that email? Just quickly before we get back to the phones. David writes, fair chase in deer hunting would be if you gave the deer a gun. Hunting is just harvesting deer. If they don't overly harvest the deer, there's nothing wrong with using whatever technology you want. But he points out bothering birds could cause them to ditch their young, which is true. To Doug on the road. Doug, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Yeah, I'm a hunter, and, I believe in fair chase and everything, but what I get a kick out of is how everybody's worried about tracking some deer when the government's tracking us every day and nobody bats an eye at it.
Well, yeah, I mean, that is interesting that, completely irrelevant, but interesting that people don't think about that. Not really the topic, Ron, Doug. Sorry you waited for that. Rick on the road. Rick, go ahead.
Yeah, Jerry, the difference between a fish locator and a drone is a drone can pinpoint that you can go to it and kill it and walk up to it. A fish locator may locate the fish, but I have no guarantee way of catching that fish. It just shows me where they're at. I can't make them bite.
But does technology give you an advantage over fish that you wouldn't otherwise have without the technology?
The original design of that was to give you the depth, not to pinpoint the fish.
But that's not where we are today. Fish finders do more than that today.
I mean, you do find your fish that way, that you can say, okay, the fish are, you're in 30 feet of water and the fish are suspended. Does it help? Yes, it helps, but it still does not guarantee I can get it.
Well, it doesn't guarantee I could miss the shot.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, with a drone, you can still walk up 10 feet away from it, and if you miss it that far, you know the old saying from that one.
Well, but wait a minute, a drone doesn't automatically make a deer stupid.
No, it doesn't.
The deer's still going to hear you.
Is if the deer takes off, you can still move your drone to chase it, to follow it, and keep chasing it.
Right,
but
you can do the same thing with your hook. So really, you haven't established it's all that different, Rick. I'm out of time. Thanks a lot for the call. Does that mean that I support drones for the use of hunting? No, it does not. Now, I haven't hunted in years, and I keep threatening to go hunting again. Deer hunting, I just was never a fan. I love small game hunting. This wouldn't really apply. I mean, I suppose it would give you an idea. If you use a drone repeatedly, you would get patterns for small game, I would think. I wouldn't do it. I'm not so sure it should be illegal. But I wouldn't do it. I think, in my personal mind, it does violate fair chase in what I consider hunting. I don't know if that means it should be illegal. Probably the bigger concern, and this is where Doug was, this is where the drone, where Doug was right about drones, they could also be used to track hunters by animal rights nuts. It's 9:29.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal Roofs.